Marshall University's Board of Governors was presented with a $116 million balanced budget Wednesday that included a tuition increase. A tuition increase isn't uncommon in the state's higher education system today. Many of the state's four-year institutions are looking to tuition increases, at least in part, to make up for the state budget cuts. Marshall University's Board of Governors approved an increase of between 3-4% for students Wednesday. The increase is less than the 5% threshold that requires the approval from the Higher Education Policy Commission. Marshall Interim President Gary White says they had to come up with new ideas.
We started a zero-based budget process, and that implies that you look at everything you do and you quantify not only those important functions, but what those functions cost. You don't look at the revenue side, you simply look at the efficiency at the expense side. And once those are identified, then you have a target.
It's the third year that not just Marshall, but all higher education institutions in the state have faced budget cuts from the state legislature. How did Marshall deal with that cut and still find a way to get the budget balanced and find money for employee raises? By using new ideas, like White said. Among those was changing the student tuition structure. No longer are there individual lab and course fees. Students pay college fees along with their tuition, and the extra money needed for labs comes from that group. But White says they came up with other ideas, like the implementation of a faculty group to examine the budget. The Marshall 2020 group was created in the fall of 2013 by former President Stephen J. Kopp and has played a large role in identifying areas that can be cut. The group of employees and faculty is comprised from different university departments that are always studying the budget.
We had a cross-section of more than 60 people on this campus who analyzed a number of functions here and came up with about $3 million worth of savings. But I'm not so sure that Marshall isn't the only institution in the state that approached the budget that way. I frankly believe that all institutions, not only in West Virginia but across the nation, are going to have to change their budget model. The old model just doesn't work.
Mary Ellen Houghton is the chief financial officer for the university. She says it's a challenge when you have to think each time before making a decision. Is this decision the right one for the current economic climate?
I mean, it's been a challenge, and we have to work together and figure out, trying to look at across the board strategically, what are the most important places to invest and the things that have the biggest impact on the student. We talked about some renovations that are occurring, and that's hard money to spend because, we know we have to pay salaries, there are certain things we have to pay, but if you don't keep the space up, there's health and safety concerns. You don't want the students to be in bad space or go to some other school that's doing those things.
Houghton says it is beginning to become tough for departments throughout the university to have to tighten their belts even more each year.
It's starting to hurt as we change our perspective and just try to think about, what are the most important things that we do. And that's the basis behind this 2020 effort, is to say, we know that the state's going to continue to cut. That was what Dr. Kopp had really realized and said, how do we get prepared for that? You need to look at everything comprehensively as opposed to in silos, which we kind of did in the past.
Houghton says the Marshall 2020 group is already looking at things that could be cut if necessary in next year's budget. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.